Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Luke Eller, and you are listening to The Back Porch USA, where the weird, the wild, the wonderful, the mind-blowing, the strange, and the odd all comes together as one for your entertainment. Imagine standing at a gas station checkout line, minding your own business. You're up next, and you can't wait to get home to keep watching your favorite binge show on Netflix, like Tiger King. Well, that's when a disheveled-looking man, carrying a bucket of what you can't even begin to imagine, walks into the store. It's a matter of seconds before the foul stench emitting from the new admittance attacks your sinuses in a fashion so strong it would put Chuck Norris to shame. What would your reaction be? Would you run? Stand there staring like a deer in the headlights? Or would you dive across the counter, using whomever or whatever you can as a shield? Or maybe you'd be the hero. Well, this is exactly what happened at a St. Petersburg, Florida 7-Eleven. For the worker and customers, when an ex-con, Damian Sims, strode in wielding a bucket of brackish blue liquid shit and piss he had procured from a nearby porta potty. Sims then enacted his revenge scheme by throwing the contents of the bucket onto the floor and splashing across items of the store and the current occupants. All because he had previously been arrested for trespassing at that same 7-Eleven months prior. With that being said, we're going to go to a commercial break, which I just so happened to read for you. I hope you enjoy it, and I will see you in about a minute. Welcome back. We're carrying on with a story from the great state of Delaware, Sussex County, where there was a man who attempted to hold up a pizza business with a machete. Now, I don't understand why people choose to use knives and baseball bats and machetes as weapons of choice for a robbery, but, you know, to each their own. Well, here's what happened. The owner of Stargate Pizza in Sussex County, Delaware, told troopers that he was closing his business for the night when a man with a machete approached him and demanded money. The man attempted to rob the store with a machete, but when he did, the owner of the store threw pizza at him until he fled the scene. The store owner advised that the suspect does not have any money, probably covered in pizza, and is armed with a machete. They are still searching for the machete maniac, or should we call him the pizza machete man? Anyways, nobody has sustained any injuries, and they are still looking for him. They have a number for people to call. It's 302-337-8253, or 1-800-TIP-3333. Just the tip, folks. But the main point I think you need to be calling in about is how stupid people really are. One man enters and threatens your life with a machete. Now, a machete can do much more damage than a gun at close ranges. But a machete nonetheless. So instead of giving the dude, oh, let's say $50 out of your register, you decide to throw pizza at him. Were you hoping that he was gonna, I don't know, slice it up for the next day for you? Come on, you're trying to give the guy a job? What? Either way around, they're both morons. One for the way he protected himself. One for carrying the machete. I think for this one, both the owner of the store and the attempted robber himself are making the Meat Burger Hall of Shame on this one. Pizza defense against a machete offense. That's all I got for you today, folks. I love you. With that being said, I'll catch you on the flip side, folks. Eller's out. With that being said, folks, thank you for tuning into the Back Porch USA and for your continuing support. It's awesome. I love you guys. You can reach out to me with a voice message here on Anchor FM on the homepage for TBP-USA. You know it, the Back Porch USA. You can also contact me via email, thebackporchusa@gmail.com, with your feedback, stories, ideas, and #meatburger moments. Again, I love you all. Thank you. Have a good night.